made show notes.
Okay.
So first up, it says COD open, which I know is a typo.
Right.
But I figure we might as well just talk about fish.
COD or halibut for fish and chips?
The answer is halibut.
Always.
Always. Yeah, well, the reason why, I didn't know you were going to ask me this, but I guess I kind of did.
Okay.
How often do you eat fish and chips?
Twice a year.
I think you're rounding up.
Okay.
Aren't you? I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
But
we have a good place nearby, so that's why.
Pajos.
Yeah.
Give him a shout out. Pajos. When in Steveston, go to Pajos. You'll probably run into Adam every 180 days.
Right.
Yeah. So the point is, you don't do it that often. It's a bit of an upgrade price-wise. Totally worth it. Do it. Didn't see it going this way, did you?
No.
Hello and welcome to episode 369 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
When I say what's going on in Vancouver, Adam, I bet you it's the same as what's going on here.
It's the same as it was the last time we podcast.
So nothing.
It's just nothing. It's just warm. It rains. There's no sign of winter whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. We get a little bit in the mornings and like overnight it gets chilly, but it was like 14 degrees yesterday. T-shirt weather. We were outside in a t-shirt. I'm the only one. All the Germans look at the calendar and dress accordingly.
Okay.
Like, so they're all in parkas no matter what. And I assume they're sweating, but it does say January 23rd, so thus parka.
Right.
But it's crazy. It's absurd. And then it will cool off. I'm gonna love it. It's a little rainy. Great, great story.
Yeah.
But as we'll talk about a little bit later in the shoot, anything interesting, we had to find snow. So we did find a little bit of snow.
Oh, that's good.
Whilst it lasted.
Right.
Amazon, if you need to get any of your winter doldrum products.
Sure.
Click through our link on Amazon. We appreciate the help. And people have been doing it. We've been getting messages this week, in fact, and people who have been constantly clicking through our site, and we very much appreciate it.
Good job.
Did I buy anything? I don't think I bought anything. Oh! Did I tell you I finished that book?
Molly's Game?
Yeah.
I told you
it was awful, finished, right?
Yeah, you said it was bad.
Yeah, it's awful. But then I went and tracked down the movie over here.
Okay.
Yeah. I figured it'd be, boy, you know, obviously it's going to be better. It's Aaron Sorkin.
And?
Yeah. You know? No.
Okay. No, not really.
So that's my movie review based on the book. You know how they say, oh, yeah, like you should read the book first and then see? Just don't do either.
Okay.
You could go ahead and skip this one. I don't know. I feel like now I kind of want you to see it when it comes out on the home video. I guess it's in the theater still.
Right.
And so you go ahead and you check it out, and you let me know what you think.
Okay. I have a positive review, a positive show review. This is not a movie. This is an Amazon Prime show.
Okay. Did I see it?
You can see it, yeah.
Have I seen it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Probably not, I'm going to say. You may, but maybe. It's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Have you watched any of that?
Nope. I've seen it. I got to tell you, the slug line for it, or just maybe the title, made me think, that's not for me, but I hear it is for me.
It's fantastic, yeah.
And she's a comedian.
Yeah, like she's originally kind of a housewife, and then splits with her husband, and then starts to take up stand-up comedy, and the writing, and just all the characters. It's fantastic all the way around. There's only, I think, one, I want to say... seven or eight episodes, so it's a short, or maybe it's even six, and I got through it in a week. That never happens for me.
No.
So I was glued. The writing is terrific. It's funny. It's everything. I can't wait for the second season. It's an Amazon Prime original, so I think that's the only place you can see it.
I will check that out. I do have the Amazon Prime, of course.
Yeah, and because there's not that much in the Amazon Prime originals over here in Canada, that one pops up like as soon as you go to Amazon Prime, it's like, hey, check out our special content. So it's kind of like it's hard to miss. And I think it won, I'm going to say, a couple of Golden Globes, maybe.
Is it regional? Like I thought Amazon Prime original meant all territories.
The originals are all territories, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying there's not that many originals, so it shows up on the front page of, hey, check this out, because this is one of our primary products.
Yes, mine is, hey, you liked Paw Patrol, you'd like Paw Patrol too.
Right, yeah.
So I get a lot of that, because my kids are addicted to the Paw Patrol show.
And the other thing is, I did not think this show would be for me, reading the little write-up on it. So I was very, very surprised at how much I enjoyed this. My wife kind of said, oh, you know, let's check this out. We're just looking for something to watch. And after one episode, I was in. And it got better and better as it went, too. So there you go.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it. And then next week, I'm going to, even if I like it, I'm going to pretend I didn't and then judge you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Even though it sounds like I will like it.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
All right. Midwinter doldrums over here, as I mentioned. Even though it's not winter, I guess it's just that blah going on. So that's why there's not much to report. However, baseball started back up again.
Okay.
Nothing to report, really. We just started training indoors. There's the local basketball arena. There's a pro team here in town, and so on Thursday nights we get to use their arena. So we get to do some throwing, do some long toss in there, and sort of shake the cobwebs off. But that's all we're doing right now.
Okay,
just to let you know, that's it. That's the extent of what's going on over here in the end of January.
Nothing's going on over here too. So
wow. Hey, tune in to find out what's not going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reminder then, the monthly challenge for January, coming up next week, we'll review them, is Straight Out of Camera. So that's right. Something that you shoot a JPEG in camera. Don't touch it. We just want you to get it right first time. That's the idea. Have you done yours yet?
I've done two.
Yeah. I've done a couple, but they're terrible.
I've done two. Completely doing sort of something. I'm just a teaser. Opposite ends of the spectrum, same subject matter. I tried to do something very kind of produced, like very, very lit and produced straight out of camera, and then something completely just, with natural light straight out of camera, same subject, showing two completely different photos, no editing. So
interesting, because I've been debating on which direction to go myself.
Yeah, that was the thing. I thought I wanted to do the produced version. It turns out a lot trickier than the, hey, let's just use the light that's available. But yes. So one took several minutes, the other took several seconds. And anyways, we'll decide which one we like better.
Okay, I know which way I'm going to go with mine now. Now that you say that, if there's minutes involved, that sounds like effort.
Work, yeah.
Yeah. No, I did try some last week, as a matter of fact, when it gets into the... just to put a cap on that, post your submissions on Instagram, hashtag #TwoHosersMonthlyChallenge, and we will take a look. I tried to shoot mine did you shoot anything interesting? Yes, I did. We went sledding. I told you we went and found some snow up in the foothills near us.
Yeah.
Called the Schwäbische Alb, with the little pretend Alps. They're very small, but they did get a little bit of snow, and so my son was really keen, so we drove up and went and spent the afternoon sledding, because that's what he got for his birthday. It was a new bobsled, right?
Yeah.
And so I decided I brought my 40D with a 30mm lens.
Okay.
And figured, okay, I'm gonna get one right out of camera here, because this is literally tough sledding.
Mm-hmm.
It's they got snow. It's kind of an overcast day. Like, it's a really tough situation. So I am going to get one right in camera and just really take this challenge.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't. It is really hard to do. Like, you really have to get everything dialed in and make sure you just absolutely nail that exposure. And there's a lot going on. There's people moving, and you know, my son's. So my challenge will not be from sledding day.
Okay.
But we did have fun sledding. That's the thing. So I did shoot a bunch of photos in RAW. So I just picked three to just kind of illustrate what we did.
Okay.
And when we first got there, I made sure I said, oh boy, hey kids, I want to get a shot of the two of you. Because you're 20 minutes and, you know, someone's going to start crying or something.
Right.
So before that, you snap the photo of everybody smiling.
Yeah.
So I snapped the two of them. And then a little later on, I was with my son doing, him and I were sledding. And I just saw those clouds form in behind.
Yeah.
And I said, that's going to be the calendar shot for January.
Okay. And is that's a flash, right?
Nope.
Oh, no flash. Okay.
Nope. That is the sun just peeking through, like just coming through, like in a nice little shaft. So you can see in behind, in the background there, there's the shadow that's kind of, I guess it's hitting some clouds and probably part of a hill there maybe, but I think it's mostly clouds. That's breaking that up.
Okay.
So, no, I did nothing to light this. This is just all available light. But this is one of those ones where I thought I had exposed it properly. This was going to be my straight out of camera shot. And I thought I really underexposed it enough, and I didn't. So he was just so blown out. His face was so blown out that I had no choice but to bring it back from the RAW file, bring it back in Lightroom.
Okay.
Which... it did, you know, compared to the background, like those ominous clouds, which I did very little in terms of, you know, post-production work. It was pretty much just bringing back the highlights. I didn't have to do anything else. That was the situation that presented itself.
Gotcha.
So there's that. And then, of course, the one of him, the obligatory shot of him enjoying himself sledding by me.
Right.
Yeah. Just nonstop smile. He just like... yeah. You can't see in this shot because just over the hill where these people are standing kind of up to the back left, that was where the main hill was, and it was just jam-packed with people and kids. And he has no problem just going full tilt and just yelling, out of the way, out of the way.
There's no with that last photo, the photo of him sledding, the problem I have with it is it looks completely static. Like, I know he's moving.
Yeah.
And but there's no way to tell for the viewer. There's no sense of speed or movement or anything there. So it just looks like, okay, you took him on a tilt of a hill and he sat down on his sled and there you go. So that's my critique as an observer of this photo and of a jerk. But it just like, I mean, I've seen lots of your sledding photos in the past and there's either snow flying or there's some airborne or something. This to me is it's a nothing. Like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong. It's just, it's a nothing.
Well, this one's a smile photo, essentially.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
He is moving. I assure you he is moving. You can see a little bit of snow kind of flying down below. Not enough to make a dent in your psyche. This kid is essentially, he is just, he's built to go fast. And so for him, he was going very fast. I had a high shutter speed. He doesn't, his face does not betray the fact that you know, he just loves going fast so much that he's just all smiles.
And again, maybe it's the angle too, like just this side profile as he comes by. Like, I don't know. There's something about it that just says to me, eh.
I never shoot this angle, but the reason I did... is because we were going to a new place. Like, we'd never been here before. And so I didn't really feel like bringing my 70 to 200, which is kind of the go-to lens for this.
Yeah.
And so normally I would go down the hill and zoom in tight and get him as he comes towards me. And you're gonna get that motion, that the feeling of speed and the snow flying, et cetera, et cetera. And... you don't with the 30mm lens, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
You just don't get close enough. And so this was, like I said, it's the obligatory, here he is actually sledding, not just posing.
Right.
But this one will not be the calendar shot, that is for sure.
Okay. All right. I agree. The one with him standing is the best of the three.
Yes. And I do assure you, if we get a turn here and February brings a little snow and we can go to the local hill, I am going to light that thing. Last year I shot, I put a couple lights up. And this year I'm gonna go four lights this year. Three. Three lights. It'll be three lighter. Last year I think I had one. Sometimes I tried the two lights. That was difficult. This year I'm gonna go three lights and just go nuts. A lot of gels.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome. If it snows.
Okay.
It won't. It's not.
No,
come on.
It's not gonna snow.
No.
Unless you're in the east coast of Canada, and then it never stops snowing.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
But I'm not there.
Nor
did you shoot anything interesting?
Nothing. Moving on. I didn't.
Nothing at all.
And zero photos last week.
Is that part of the doldrums?
I just didn't have anything interesting to shoot. I mean,
That's what I mean, though.
Yeah. I mean, partly, you know, my activities that my kids are involved in. Sarah dances all the time, and it's in the studio behind sort of closed curtains, so mm-hmm. you don't get to really see. And then Jack's, you know, his activities are primarily hockey right now, which is all in dark arenas, and I've already taken enough photos of hockey this year, so I'm not interested. So basically the rest of it is, you know, we're not at the park right now. It's raining all the time, so basically I could take pictures of us reading books.
Yeah, don't do that. I did that last week, if you'll recall.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? I'm gonna again tease my photo challenge for next week. It's reading books. Yeah.
It's reading books. Well, that's excellent.
Yeah, and I mean, I could take pictures of us watching TV, but that's kind of boring too. So. Yeah.
I shot passport photos today.
Okay.
That's not interesting, but it's. It's interesting how fast you can make it happen, though. Once you're set up, and like I shot four, a family of four, and did it take me 60 seconds? I don't think it did. Like it's just to blow everybody through, and so just simple white background, nice flat, essentially clamshell lighting, evenly lit, and you don't have to be a photo shop, like a licensed place here to take those passport photos in Germany, as long as they're actual photos.
Right.
So.
Well,
I do that.
We still can't do that, but yeah.
No, you can't take your own. I've always taken my own. Like not my passport's it's Canadian, so I have to do that in Canada. But my kids and stuff, I took my wife's passport photo, I took my kids' driver's license, I took my own driver's license photo. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I definitely try to look my best cuz you know.
Just as a upcoming tip for all the listeners out there, Super Bowl is coming up soon, so by the time this airs, Super Bowl will be less than one week away.
Yep.
And my move last year for Super Bowl, this is tying into the white background, is hanging the giant white background and borrowing one of those big, like one of those HDMI projectors, and then mm-hmm. projecting the Super Bowl on the 10-foot by, I made it about 10-foot by 8-foot. Projection for the Super Bowl. It was amazing, and we had a Super Bowl party where we watched the 10-foot by 8-foot screen. I might do that again this year. I just have to find another. We borrowed a projector last year, so I have to put in some special requests to get a projector if we do that.
Right. I feel like the projectors aren't very much money anymore.
No, I think they've really come down. Yeah.
So here's what I would do. Were I you? I would think about picking one up. I'm sure they sell them at Costco.
My wife will not let me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not talking to her, am I?
I would love to do that, but the problem is it's a bit of a – every time you set it up, like for us, maybe it's different for you. Like if I had a basement or somewhere where I could leave the white background set up all the time,
right?
To me, it would be a no-brainer. I'd already have one. But
oh, no. You don't want this for a daily drive. You want
no,
this...
I know. I just want to not have to set it up when I want to use it.
Well, you'd have to buy a screen like at the school that you just pull down.
I know, but they're not that much bigger than my TV. That's the problem. I want the full wall. Like that's the brilliance of this.
Okay, but here's what I'm getting at. There's more to my story. What I would do. This could be a fun thing. Is I'd pick one up, and then in the summertime, once or twice, maybe three times in the summer, in your little neighborhood there, you have outdoor movie night.
mm-hmm.
where you show a movie out sort of, someone's got to have a big white wall outside, don't they?
I'm sure, you know, I haven't looked around enough, but I'm guessing yes.
So if you could find that, and you could basically run, you have like a movie night where everyone could, you know, Grease, for example, is a good one everyone can kind of get into, and sing along the songs, and have like a neighborhood thing. Everybody comes and puts, you know, they throw a couple bucks in the cookie jar to offset your cost of you buying this thing.
Sure.
Pretty soon, it's paying for your vacation.
We actually did that last summer. So just it's a good idea. We did it. We actually just hung a giant sheet
yes.
over a clothesline. We got the projector, and then we had a backyard party at a friend's house with maybe there was probably 10, 12 kids. Mm-hmm. They got blankets out. They're all lying on the blankets, and it didn't matter. Like, the paper roll is fantastic because there's no creases or anything, right? So you
right.
get a perfect image. But there's something to be said with the outside in the backyard with the sheet with crinkles. The kids don't care, and adults pulled up lawn chairs, and yeah, no, it was a great time. But I still think I know enough people.
Teachers.
That teachers and principals and vice principals mm-hmm. that I can orchestrate borrowing projectors from people that have the power to acquire them.
Okay.
For the two or three times a year that I would do this, right? Super Bowl's one, maybe once or twice in the summer, and that saves me from spending $1,000 on something that I'm only going to use a couple times a year.
Correct. Now, what movie did you watch with the kids? Sophie's Choice.
No, believe it or not, it was Eddie the Eagle for of all things.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, the one about the legendary 1988 skier who was not very good but was super awesome mm-hmm. to watch. Yeah.
Yes, he was so eclectic that you remember that he was at the Calgary Olympics.
Yeah,
and yet you're not really sure if Katarina Witt was. Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! She was.
Yeah, and the Jamaican bobsled team, also Calgary 1988.
Good call. All right, photo challenge this week is the dominant color, blue.
Right.
Now, just a little hint, a little spoiler, another spoiler, so close to the last spoiler. This will probably pop up a few times in the upcoming months, the dominant color bit. Obviously not blue every time.
Okay.
It might, I'm just saying, look for it. It might pop up.
Okay.
All right, so you decide who goes first as you do.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so dominant color, turquoise.
turquoise is a shade of blue.
I'm sure it is. I don't know. Yeah. Who am I? I'm the colorblind guy. What do I know?
But you could tell it was turquoise.
Is there actually? I was gonna guess like an aqua green.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is. To me, that I would call that turquoise. Her jacket is blue. Mm-hmm. We were in Steveston going to get frozen yogurt. My daughter and I, wife and son, had stayed behind, and I just managed to see this kind of cool looking wall. And I said, "Hey, I have to do a photo challenge. I like to mm-hmm. bring my camera when I go with me to Steveston." I didn't have this or any other real photo in mind. I just saw that there was a cool looking blue wall, and I thought, hey, let's stand here, and I'm just going to snap a shot. It was a bit overcast, so I mean, you can see the light on the wall and the sort of rim light on her shoulder and whatnot. But mm-hmm. it's a pretty overcast day, and just took the shot and moving on. This was done in, I'm going to say, 5 seconds.
85 mil.
I believe so. It might have been the 50.
Remember. Actually, it's hard to say. In this instance, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I can't. To be honest, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's all. But there's, go ahead.
Where in Steveston is this?
I don't know my Steveston street. This is walking up to the wharf. It's kind of this is the wall beside what the cupcake store used to be. I don't know what it is now. It's something else now. But mm-hmm. That where the blends is, that road that walks up, I think, is where this was.
I think I know that. I don't know.
So from
sure.
Moncton heading towards the pier. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I don't know what it's called, but there you have it.
It's called Turquoise Wall.
Yeah.
Well, no, see, this is a good color palette, though. We can sit and debate whether it's actually blue or not. I'm not the guy to do that.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not the guy. I'm telling you, I'm not the guy. Oh, okay. Now I want to hear from the listeners, but I'm not the guy. I'm telling you, I'm not the guy to determine.
This to However, me is various shades of blue. I'm
it is in
say
the family. It's in the family.
This is blue. I'm not taking your nonsense of technicalities.
All right. What I was saying was it was a good color palette, even though it wasn't, you know, overwhelmingly blue. I was saying it's in the blue family.
That's your sort of passive aggressive way of kind of saying, oh, not really blue.
No, I thought I was just aggressive. I thought when I first came out and said, I opened with, hey, that's turquoise. Teal. Should I have said teal?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, what were you going to say after that? Let's just agree that it's blue.
I was going to say, okay, we'll agree that it's blue and that she plays for the San Jose Sharks.
Sure.
And also the Anaheim Ducks. They also have this color of blue in their green jerseys. No, I don't know. Honestly, I'm not the guy to do that. So we'll let all the listeners weigh in. Sure. Let us know. No, but it's definitely to me a good match with the jacket because it stands out enough to stand out, but it's still in that family, and that's kind of what I like about this. So it is definitely a dominant color, and that's kind of what we're going for. Rather than have like a giant mix, the idea is to sort of I don't want to give it all away because we want to spread this out over a few months, but is to kind of create some distinct separation, etc. Even though the frame is dominated by two colors.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
it's a good photo.
It's a good. Let's agree that was a cheap shot I threw in at the end just for effect.
Yes, and it is a good photo, in my opinion. I mean, I'm going to say in everyone's opinion because it's a good photo. So
yeah,
but it's very hard to white balance.
Oh, so I bet.
Because of the fact that this wall is dominant, plus the light is hitting it and bouncing back to her, trying mm-hmm. to figure out what a skin tone should look like when there's so much blue coming back at her. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a situation where do the best you can and then just move on. You can spend all day trying to figure out her skin tone in this frame, yeah. And you still can't get, because of all the blue coming back to her face, you still can't get it. So I just sort of thought, okay, put it somewhere around here and then just move on.
You had to ballpark it and hope Alan yeah. doesn't call you out on it.
Well, no, and then when he does, which he didn't this time because he was so stuck on whether or not this was dominant blue or not, then bring it up yourself.
Oh, no, I assume she had the flu.
Okay. Let's
no, this is your... actually really hard. What did you do? Let's hear what you did first to dial it in.
I basically just again, I kind of zoned in, just kind of stared at her face, mm-hmm. tried to ignore the blue, and just tried to figure out what a natural skin tone looked like to me. Yeah. That's it. That's all I did.
I've been in this situation, and what I try to do is zoom in as far as I can so her face would fill my screen. That's all I'm seeing is the skin tone.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then white balance based on that, and then you zoom out and you're like, oh well, that didn't work. So I've had that too. I have a picture of my daughter from like 5 years ago when she's just a baby, and her cousin, and we had an orange wall in our last apartment, and I just couldn't white balance the photo. I couldn't get their skin tones. I even sent it to Chris Marquardt and said, man, like can you just out of curiosity, can you do this? And he could get it somewhat close, but even he said, nah, forget it. Like, it's just there's so much orange coming from all around that there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, you did a good job on this. I didn't even notice the skin tones. I didn't think there was anything wrong with them at all.
Well, they're okay, but, I mean, if you look at her face closest to the wall, just no matter what you do, it's just so blue. Like that.
Yeah, but it's coming off, but we see it's coming off the wall. Our eyes tell us that in this environment, if we didn't see the wall and all we saw was the reflected light, then it would kind of, maybe we'd notice it.
Yeah.
But in this case, you don't, because it's in the environment. It makes sense. It belongs there.
Okay.
All right. Let's have a look at my photo. Here's my son and his friend. And I also chose a wall. Not interesting at all. I don't know why I said that. But coincidentally, I shot against a wall myself.
Right.
Yeah.
What is this?
It's my son and his friend. What is this, not a cute moment?
I'm, I'm not even going to critique this.
Why?
I'm not even going to.
You tell me. What's your problem with this one?
How many years have we been doing this podcast?
Not enough, evidently.
Yeah. How many years have you been doing photography?
More than that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's it. I'm not critiquing this. You're trying to take me down a path that I'm not going to go right now. I'm going to let the listeners decide whether or not you deserve to be hosting a podcast.
Based on what is the problem here?
I'm asking you, what do you think the problem is?
Oh, I know there is one specific problem, but I don't really care about my son's attitude. He can show this one at his wedding. I don't care. He blew this.
Okay.
Is this not a funny little moment where she's eyeballing him saying, "What am I doing hanging out with you?"
I don't really see. I'm just looking over because that's what kids do. They look back and forth to see what the other one's doing, but I don't see the moment.
Oh, that's her eyes say everything. She's like, "I could do way better than you." Yeah.
I think you're reading more into it. How old is she? 4? 3?
4. They're both 4.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a zero for me. There's nothing here.
A zero.
Nothing even interesting to me here. This is not interesting. The composition is terrible. Like this composition is terrible where I don't know, there's so much distracting blah here. There's nothing. The flat wall, the weird shadows, what they're doing, like this is a zero. Again, this is from a parent who took many of these. This is an absolute delete for me.
Wait, are
this
you upset is, because I asked you to know what blue is?
No, this has got nothing to do with it. This is why I thought that I should go first, because if I did this first, then we would have never finished with my photo.
What? Because
I can't believe you submitted this. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe you submitted this and thought, hey, you had 2 weeks to do this photo.
Yeah.
And this is what you came up with.
This might be the photo of the year for me.
This might be worse than my crayons.
Oh, you are insane. I mean, okay. my son, in all fairness, did not cooperate. This is not the most flattering photo of my son.
Right.
But it's the only, the rest of them were worse. I can tell you that much. But in terms of the rest,
you got a blue wall. That's what you got. This is a blue wall.
The challenge was blue. So right out of the gate, I did blue. Right. One nothing. Now, look at that slash of light that's happening. That is interesting as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that exists in life. I didn't even light that.
Right.
I waited for that to happen and went, here's the zone where you got to be. This is the slash of light that we need. And look at that darkness on the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah.
That shadow. I might submit this again next month, okay. Next week for the monthly challenge. I might resubmit it just to win again.
Please tell me you did this 11 seconds before we were due to podcast.
I did this the day after we recorded last week.
And just thought, wow, got it.
I will not top this. I mean, look at the skin tones. They're nice and warm. Nice warm skin tones.
Right.
Yeah, I understand what's going on here.
Okay. All right.
A little bit jealous of what I've done.
Yeah.
That I know, and here's what it is. Like if I'm gonna be honest with you right now, and I will. Yeah.
Okay.
This is not my best photo.
Right.
However, I know that you're a little bit worried that my not best photo still in your top 10. And we see through the transparent jealousy of this.
I don't think I've ever been this critical or down since we started this podcast. I'm going to go on a limb and say this is the worst photo you've ever submitted and you've had some bad photos as far as podcast challenges go.
Obviously, sure.
But this is the worst. This is the worst photo. I challenge you to find a worse photo that you've taken as a photo challenge or that you've taken. I want to see a worse photo than this.
What sort of a dare is that? Yeah. Like, it's gonna go, hey, talk to your wife. Hey, what are the top five reasons you should divorce me? Okay, go. Let's hear them. Because I have a list of 10, but I would like to hear your top five.
Go through your library of photos that you've kept and find a worse photo. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I could probably took one today.
But that you've kept, that you said, oh, I'm gonna keep this?
Yeah, no, see, you're ruining this because I've actually purchased this in a frame and sent it to your house. It is in the mail right now.
Okay, I can't wait to get it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we've hit a new low here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I wasn't going to say anything. I thought we were just going to move on.
Oh, no, I needed to hear it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I think you'll be better for it.
Oh, I think we've all learned something valuable here. It's been a watershed moment in the two hosers. Okay. Speaking of which, watermarks. You notice I didn't put any watermarks on this one because obviously I want to distance myself from it as far as I can. I'm going to put some other photo shows, put watermark on it.
Is it possible for you to post this directly to my website?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. That's an interesting move, actually. Speaking of watermarks, is you know, we always talk about people stealing photos. I think a better thing is to take horrible photos, put someone else's watermark on it, and just flood it on the internet. Yeah, here's this guy.
That's how you get rid of your competition.
That's how you do it. Go look at this guy. He thinks kids is a good photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Well, I'm gonna go sit in the corner and cry. All right, topic. Topic this week is watermarks. What's a watermark?
That's kind of like your digital stamp on something, right?
It's not like, kind of like, it is.
Okay. I didn't know if there's a better descriptive term. It's a digital stamp.
Yeah, you put your logo or your website or your whatever, you put it on your photo somewhere. Why? Why do we do that?
To identify that is something that you did, so that if someone was looking on the internet, they'd say, hey, great photo. Oh, so-and-so did it. It's like advertising. It's marketing.
Yeah, that's one reason is definitely it's identification. And identification, thus marketing. Also, some people do it for some sort of copyright situation.
Right. Although you can circumvent that probably pretty easily, right? Just crop it out.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I don't know if it. I'm not a lawyer, although judging by my photo skills, I should be.
Right.
But I don't know if it legally makes it copyrightable. But okay. What it does, I mean, that's generally what people do is they want the copyright on there. They don't want people stealing their photos. But it does happen. I mean, you still can do it. Depending on where you put the watermark, you know, you can crop it out, you can airbrush it out. This is taking an ugly turn about how to circumvent watermarks. That's not the purpose of the show.
Okay.
But that's generally what happens. They're also on there. People put the watermarks on to discourage, you know, use. Not necessarily copyright, but just how about you don't just take this and use it, you know, for your blog or whatever it is that you would do. So there's that angle.
Yeah.
I think there's also an ego angle as well. Is that possible?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe for some people. I thought originally that I used to watermark photos that I'd give to my wife and post, when she posted them, other people would see them. Mm-hmm. And then I just thought, it's one more step I have to do. Forget it. Like, and so they never seemed that way to me, but maybe it is that way for some people.
I think it is. It was never that for me, but I also used to watermark my photos and then abruptly stopped.
Yeah.
Because, and here is my move. I it was never about ego for me. For me, it was about making sure that once people loved my stuff, that they could easily find me,
mm-hmm.
and thus hire me for things.
Right.
And that's not really a thing. Has anybody seen your watermark on a picture from 5 years ago and said, man, that guy's got it? I better Google him and give him a check.
Right. Yeah, I don't think so.
No. That is never, and so for me, it also became that extra step. Does it discourage use? Not really. In terms of the ego part, not a fan of. Just before we move on from that, I'm not a huge fan of people who do it for the ego. I don't get it. I kind of get the ID reasoning. It's a decent argument. It does make it easier for people. We've done it on the show with the two hosers logo until today. I've decided today that we're going to stop doing it and see how our life changes.
Okay. Experiment.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be – I'm expecting big things. We're probably – it's going to be an amazing week. I wish I picked a different week to do it, but here we are. Mm-hmm. So I, in essence, before we get into how to do it, I find it unnecessary.
Great. This the rest of this episode just sounds like it's going downhill.
Oh, wow.
Like almost like Sam's toboggan.
Right. Sled. Bobsled. He called it a bobsled.
Right. Right. Okay.
No, but here, you know, so let's say you like, I don't dislike watermarks. I'm not anti watermark. It's just not for me. Okay.
Okay.
However, what would make a good or an effective watermark?
One that you can read.
Yeah, I agree. Something that's going to help you find that person. Should you want to find them on, you know, Instagram or whatever. You want to be able to read it. So generally,
one that's, oh, I have another tip.
Uh huh.
One that's not distracting. Like some people put their full name just in kind of like block letters across their photo, and mm-hmm. it's not transparent. It's completely opaque, and then it's just wildly unpleasing to the photo.
It rarely adds to the photo. It doesn't. It's not making it. It's not helping the composition, is it?
No.
No. So generally, that's kind of our move would be, first of all, it's almost always, except for the very, very rare exception, it's almost always white because it's so it sticks out.
Right.
Obviously, if we're, you know, shooting a snow scene, I might have done it in black in the past. But even then, I tend to then, instead of that, I'll just add a drop shadow just so it's a hint so you can just make out the watermark. And I'm not trying to hide the watermark. Some people try to hide the watermark so that if people do use it, they can go and find it and say, oh, yeah, hey, look, the watermark you didn't see is hidden in here. Never my move. But what I would do, and for the hosers and myself, and I know you did the same, it was white, usually text, maybe with a website on there so they know how to get to adamschwartz.ca.
Sure.
And even then, I tried to make mine very small, big enough so you could read it if you wanted to, and then, like you said, crank that transparency. So we're looking at like a 10 to 15% opacity instead of having it cranked right up.
Right.
So that's been my move for a watermark. I also don't like it when they put them right in the middle of the image.
No, that's terrible.
And that's, I guess, in some sort of a design to make it impossible to Photoshop out.
Right.
I just... Do you?
I don't like it at all. It's almost like it wrecks the photo for the viewer. If mm-hmm. you're trying to sell them on, hey, this is a nice photo, it's hard to... I mean, I won't look through their work and if that's the way they've done things. I just kind of move on and just like, eh, I don't like this person. Somehow I've already made my decision that I don't like you if you do that.
I judged you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Done the exact same. And so like for me, it's, if you don't want someone taking the photo, I tend to just put it out there as like our photos that we post for the show are 800 pixels on the biggest side.
Right.
And that is designed because it's big enough to, you know, you can see everything you need to see, but you're not going to get it printed. Right. If anyone wants mine from this week printed, contact me, you know, offline. And you can be like Adam and have one on your wall, on your car. Maybe you wrap your hood of your car in it. So we tend to limit them to 800 to a side. That's the idea. And that way, yeah, I mean, I suppose people could still use them in online ads or whatever, but it doesn't really, not on my radar. I find being a crappy photographer takes care of that. So... Now,
your self-esteem is taking a downward spiral.
No, luckily I don't care what you think. So, okay, so, you know, first of all, how were you doing your watermarks back in the day?
I think I just had a preset, like a little template that was on Photoshop, and then I would just bring the photos into Photoshop, and then I would just stamp them there. I also at one point tried one of those little apps, like I had a photo watermark app.
Yeah, those that suck. Was for
like from the Mac App Store. I wasn't doing it on my phone, but I had a little app that would do it as well. But I just found that it was finicky, and so it was easier to do it in Photoshop.
That's what I did. I created basically have one file with a little layer in there, and then just drag it onto the image every week, and that became, and that way I can place it where I want. I can adjust the opacity and dial it right in without having, you know, the automated one doing it. I was never a big fan of the automated. Tried a couple different things and just wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up doing it myself, and that's how I would do it, and then save it out as a JPEG, and it would basically embed the watermark right into the shot. Now, on the flip side, now that I've talked you out of doing it because it sounds like a hassle, and I'm gonna make a pitch for you, the listener, and to say, you know, here's why you don't need a watermark. Now, I thought I needed one. Because for my own stuff originally, because I said, you know, people can find me. Hey, you know, just clear the decks. Here come all the checks.
Is that a saying?
No, I didn't even mean for that to rhyme. I got halfway out and just was like, oh, this is going to rhyme and it's terrible. And so that was the plan. Well, it doesn't work like that. Okay, so what you want to do is the most of your business is probably going to come from word of mouth anyways.
Right.
So no one's going to see your watermark and hire you. What they are going to do is see their friend's photos and go, well, I want that guy. That's who I want to do. So thus, I do not try to impress the casual viewer. I try to impress the client.
Okay.
Because if they like it, they're going to tell all their friends. Because you know how people get, especially when it's like a doctor or a dentist. They, well, my guy's the best. You got to go see my guy. Like as if it's some sort of a, you know, pride, self pride, but I want to be the best to them,
mm-hmm.
so that they advocate for me. They're an evangelist for me, not the watermark.
Right.
And that's been my approach. I think I've probably talked about it on this show. I think I talked about it with Chris Marquardt. So I forget if it was on this show or his show. And that was my approach. For example, with Adam Carolla was I wasn't interested in credit. In the racing photo that he uses for some big stuff now, like him, he went and did an event with Stallone, and the giant ad was the photo I took. Did not get paid for it, unfortunately, but didn't get credit. Wasn't like, hey, photo by so and so underneath, because at the big 16,000 person event, nobody would have looked at that photo and went, well, that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Al Attridge took that photo. Can you believe that? It's not a thing. But I happen to know that Adam and his team really like that photo, and so they'll tell everybody, and that's where it comes in. That's where you get, that's way 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 better than a watermark.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't bother anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Any other watermark questions?
Nope.
Okay, lucky, because I got no more answers. Reminder, well, not reminder, now it's go time. Next week's challenge is our monthly challenge for January, and that is straight out of the camera. No editing to make it look good like I did this week. So we'll see how big of a downturn it takes next week.
Okay.
So post those on Instagram, hashtag #TwoHosersMonthlyChallenge, and we'll check them out. Meanwhile, websites, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And where can people go to find my stuff, kiddo? AlanAdridge.com.
Say it. AlanAdridge.com.
That doesn't sound like anything. You want to try it again in English? Sure. Okay, in German then. You can do it in German if you like. Was sollen wir sagen auf Deutsch? Okay. That's just good podcast right there.
Yeah, that's good pod.
You can find my stuff at AlanAdridge.com or the two of us at... TwoHosers.com.
Twohosers.com.
There you go. Twohosers.com, where you can find all the photos, links, and everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.